Hi all, and welcome to this week's podcast, Get Stuff Done. I'm Fintan Gavigan, co-founder of Collaborative, and we're a new marketing agency in Dublin. This week I'm having a chat with, well, prolific illustrative designer, Steve Simpson. Steve, you're very welcome.
Ah, thanks for having me.
Steve, and I quote your website, "Your work has adorned whiskey bottles and cough bottles, board games and boardrooms, hot sauces and ceramic saucers." Well, you have the mic, so if you want to expand on that, please tell us about yourself and what you do.
Fundamentally, I guess I'm an illustrator, but I come from the old school way of looking at illustration, which was more, if we go back to the 50s and 60s, when the designer was also an illustrator and even maybe an animator or a photographer as well. I guess there was less to do. There was, you know, there wasn't as wide a range of skills involved, and certainly technology involved, as there is today. And where today people get put into smaller and smaller boxes and they do, you know, a very specific job, I kind of like the way that it used to be done. So you can swap around and do a little bit of many different things. So I do a lot of illustrated packaging, where I would take on the graphic design elements of that as well, and you know, for record covers or book covers. My work is illustrative, but I also do hand lettering, so I'm bringing together an image that combines hand lettering with illustration, as opposed to using fonts, which I always tend to feel, I think everybody can resonate with this, but finding the right font to go with an illustration is very, very difficult. And what I believe is, because a font has been designed by a designer, then they have a certain feel within that. And you know, if an illustrator was to design their own font, it would always work. So hand lettering for me always, you combine illustration and hand lettering, and for me it always seems to work. It's not as difficult a process as it is coming up with the right font to fit it. So that's basically where I am. It does tend, it goes into lots of different things. Occasionally I'll go into animation. Occasionally I do live art. I still do my own personal stuff. Sketchbooks, drawing, that sort of thing. So wide ranging.
In Collaborative and in all the chats we have with people, we reiterate that we're all about getting stuff done. Could you tell us about some of the great stuff over the years that you got done, that stuff that you're really proud of, or something that really makes you smile when you think about it?
I think my favorite project, as far as collaboration goes, was I started working with a company called Mixed Chili. So I think it's over 10 years now, but it was the first time I really brought together illustration and design, where I was not so much allowed to do it, but I gave myself the freedom to do it. I think I was always a bit scared of graphic design. It was something that I did some of in college, but mainly it was an illustration course that had a little bit of graphic design in it. And I always thought, you know, the people who studied graphic design for 4 years, I had a much better knowledge of it. So I was always a bit aware of it. And starting to work for Mixed Chili, and Michael, who runs it, didn't have a clue about graphic design. And he came to me because in his head, he thought that if you were going to put a character on a label, you went to an illustrator to design it. And if you were just putting lettering on, you went to a graphic designer. And so he just presumed that I'd be able to do the graphic design. So I said I could. And from that, I was able to sort of look at the project. I think basically from him saying he thought that illustrators did packaging if they had characters on them. And I thought, well, why not? So let me think about this project as an illustration that wraps around a bottle, as opposed to an illustration that fits within a piece of graphic design that wraps around a bottle. And that freed up my work so much. It allowed me to use the hand lettering that I carried on developing, and I even started illustrating the barcodes on the back, because when I actually looked back at the design, the only thing that really looked like it was done by a traditional graphic designer was the barcode. And so I had to make that kind of look like it was Illustrator as well. And so that was, and that's still running to this day. This last week, I've still been working with Mick, developing new bottles and updating old ones and creating promotional material. And it's been a real fun project to sort of develop, you know, this, which is quite a very distinctive range when you see it, you know, on the shelf. It feels very illustrated, and I really enjoyed the freedom he gave me. And it was just some of the little things that he said to me. One of the things that he said was, I want something that looks great on a shelf, but I also want something that will look amazing on a table at a dinner party, and people will want to pick it up and say, what's that? And I thought that freedom that it gave to me then, it was more like creating a piece of art that wrapped around a bottle. Because that was, you know, a face-to-face conversation, and I don't think that's a conversation you would have had over email or necessarily over the phone. And I think, you know, a lot of the projects we work on today, we just don't get that, just that relaxed conversation about what people want. It's quite often a very technical version of what, or you're talking to the art director who's been given their instructions from the marketing department, and they're very straight, and this is who we have to hit, you know, and it becomes quite sterile because of that. And I think sometimes you're given that organic freedom to develop things, you can create something that in many ways is very different than whatever else is on the shelf.
And can I just draw you out a little on that organic freedom that you speak of, and something you said earlier that you would in some ways miss the days in the studio of the interaction?
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that is going to cause a difficulty for creativity in your sector, or where will that lead to if we don't? We all end up just communicating by email on these things.
You know, I think our industry is built on, in many times, getting things wrong. And yeah, I think you can do that in a creative environment where you're supported by people, having that collaborative approach where it gives you a bit more freedom. If it's not quite right, then somebody will say something. I think when you're working individually, you're going to be more safe with your idea. You know, it's this will definitely be right. You're not prepared to take those chances as much as you would if you were surrounded by people who would have an input. And I think a bit of that's missing. And I think that will continue to be missing unless, you know, I think COVID has pushed technology, you know, faster into the future than we would have normally gone through, you know, sort of kids on Zoom meetings, you know, it's just like talking to clients all over the world. Now more with Zoom than, you know, all right, we used to use Skype a lot, but now there's a lot of other technologies that have come to the forefront. And I think maybe there is a way, a more common way, you know, when you start a project, to actually sit down in a room, but in a Zoom meeting or whatever the technology they want to use, where you can have that freedom of talking. And I think the more we do of that, the more we'll get used to being able to have a conversation without it being so stifled as a phone call might be. I think possibly there's a way of doing that. You know, maybe that's the way it's going to break down.
In this new environment then, if you had one tip for people, and we ask this of everyone we speak to, one kind of life hack that you would say as a guide or something to always remember if you want to get stuff done, what would it be?
There are little things all along the way that I found, you know, little ways to do things faster or little ways to concentrate on getting an idea across, colors and things like that. And I found, you know, at the very end, I look back on my style and I realize that my style is me. You know, it's my colors. And the first thing you notice when you came in the room was the tablecloth on the table. It's me, but I didn't do that. These are the things, you know, the things I wear, the colors I wear, they're me. You know, the way I think, you know, the way I make a coffee, you know, the order I do things is part of my style. It's, you know, and it's about finding your voice. And if your voice is you, because all you're doing is reflecting the way you live your life in the way that you create art, then it would always feel more natural. And I think something that feels more natural has a lot more, you have a lot more control over. You know how you're going to do this. You know how you're going to do that. And I think that's the biggest secret of probably design as well as illustration, is just being yourself, and understanding yourself and recognizing the things that you do every day and how they relate to the work that you create. And I think that's the secret to it, you know? That makes things easier.
In addition to noticing the beautiful tablecloths, I also noticed the record player.
Yeah.
So it would be remiss of me sitting with an illustrative designer like yourself not to ask, what's your favorite album cover?
I've been doing a lot of work with the psychedelic late 60s albums lately. I'm running a course on Domestika at the moment. That's that's a plug. And I don't know. I mean, I really like the Hendrix covers. Trying to find a favorite, I don't know. But I do like the psychedelic ones, which there's something it's not necessarily about the style they were done in, but the freedom they were done with, where they were created. Basically, you put the record on, you lie in your bed and you stare at them, because you don't get them instantly. You know, there are buried messages in there, or there are messages you can just bring out yourself, because they're, you know, quite often almost illegible, you know, but they become iconic because, you know, if you spend 10 minutes looking at any of them, you find new things. And I think that era of record cover design is just amazing. You know, it's obviously in many cases induced by far too many mushrooms or acid, but it's not just the colors, it's just that it's that freedom where it becomes a piece of art on its own. And I love that. I think, you know, it's, you know, to be able to create, that's that crossover between art, design, and illustration, to be able to create something that is so personal to the person creating it, and yet other people can interpret it in many, many different ways. So without completely answering your question, that's where I am at the moment.
That's perfect. Steve, thanks so much for the time. It's been a really, really great chat, really fascinating and really enjoyable.
Thank you.
And I have absolutely no doubt we'll be talking again in the future. So thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.